Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever time you listen to our message. Welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is March the 15th, 2023, Wednesday evening, Daily Bread. Today is March 15th, 2023. Wednesday evening, Daily Bread. Welcome. Once again, we thank you. Whatever time you listen to the Daily Bread, we just want to say thank you for participating and for coming every day with fresh manna given from heaven unto our lives, each one of us. Not only you get to be blessed, but we get to be blessed by what God gives us that in return we give to you. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every person, every listener, hearer, and doer of the Word, Lord. We thank you that your Word impacts us daily. Your mercies are new every morning. Another day of living in the light of your Word, the authority and power, the protection, the provision, the wisdom and the knowledge, Father, and revelation knowledge. And our great health, Father God, prosperity, whatever it may be, Lord God, you already provided it. For you said it's by your divine power that you've given all things to us that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue and have given us exceeding precious promises that we may be partakers of them all. So, Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way. May my words bring forth encouragement, strength, and revelation knowledge of an area that we have not seen, but you reveal it to us, Father God. You exhort us with your word. You rebuke us. You cause us to grow, Father. The more we listen to your word and we're doers, the more we read your word and meditate on it, and mutter it, Father, you give us more revelation and insight of your attributes and your character. And so, Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you that you unveil and reveal yourself more and more as we get into your word and we listen to your word and we're doers of your word. So I say thank you, Father. May you fill each person as they listen and hear the word and our doers, Father. May you fill their homes with your presence and with your anointing and with your love, Father, letting them know that you're right there, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. They're never alone because you live in us and abide in us 24/7, Father. And every breath that we take, we thank you, Father, because it's the breath of life that you've given each one of us to breathe. Say Yahweh, Yahweh, like Pastor Jesse was saying, Yahweh. We know that the breath of God is in us. And for that, we thank you so much, Father. You cause us to live here and have the abundant life on earth, the over the top, the excessive life, and the overflowing life of God, living the Zoe life in us. So for that, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. For the wind of the Spirit goes and goes around us in our homes and fills our very homes with the presence of the Holy Spirit and his anointing that is in our homes, and revelation knowledge is given by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, to reveal his word even more and more unto us. And for that, we love you, Lord. We love you and we thank you. Let the wind of the Spirit fill us. Fill our homes everywhere we go, to the marketplace, the workplace, the wind of the Spirit. Ore basiri de dendo, asikande barahasakari di hatibaka sakadele, asungorge asikaria. For much shall be revealed unto you as the wind of the Spirit flows in your home and in your life. And when you go out to the marketplace or the workplace, I will fill your mouth to speak what you need to speak to that certain person, to that certain situation, certain circumstance, to every trial, temptation. I will give you the words to speak, for my word has power and authority to go forth to demolish every high thing, every lofty thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and you bring it into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall shout, victory, victory, victory. Victory is mine. Grace, grace, and victory is mine, for I am a child of God, and I shall go forth in victory, and the blessings of the Lord will chase me down. His goodness, his goodness, his goodness, and compassion surrounds me like an umbrella and a canopy of protection all around me. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I speak to that person that's been their right foot, their foot, I don't know if it's a ligament or tendon or nerves, been bothering them. When they walk, they get a pain or something pulling on their right foot. Right now, I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be whole in Jesus' name. Be healed, nerves, ligaments, tendons, bones, muscles. Right now, arteries, veins, in the name of Jesus. Right there, take it, take it. It's yours. God is touching that foot right now. His anointing and the healing power of God is going right now in the name of Jesus to that foot. I called it healed and made whole. Any swelling, go now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And someone is having water retained in their foot, on both feet. And I command that water to be flushed out. You will no longer retain water on your feet that will cause swelling. But in the name of Jesus, I call your feet both be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. All pain, all swelling has gone. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings and honor belong to you. Oh, but esete lo baranco de Siria, ashitare barakasa karayende repite de di katakandara, antocore di di basukurian di di Siria, iria sikiria. Don't despair, my child. Do not despair and think you're on your own. If you are my child and you have made me the Lord of your life and your Savior, you have nothing to worry about. My child, I say, cast all your worries, your anxieties, and your concerns to me. And when you do, you will not carry that heavy load like a backpack on your back. You will lift up your arms and you will praise me. You will say, thank you, Jesus. I hand over all these concerns, situations, decisions, to you, Father, because I know you are the caretaker. You're my caretaker, and I release everything to you, knowing your hand is upon my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give glory to God. Say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Today we're going to talk about walking through the storm, walking through the storm. Let's look at Psalms 23:4. It's in the International Version. The International Version. Or the ESV. ESV. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Every one of us faces the storms of life. Sometimes we have the faith to be delivered from the storms instantly. Sometimes we have faith to walk through the storms. But no matter which route we take, you can be sure that God is right there with you. He will equip you and sustain you. He will give you the grace, the supernatural empowerment to make it through the storms. And believe me, we've all gone through storms. Some are little, some are big, and some are great storms. But guess what? We're still here. We're still alive. We still have the victory. Amen? We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we did not love our lives even unto death. Even when we thought, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. Here we are. We say victory, victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Today, maybe you are facing a storm and can't quite see a way out. Maybe you're not sure what the answer is. All you have to do is take it one step at a time by saying, God, I know you have a good plan for my future. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you. They are to do you good and not to harm you. Amen. And to give you a great future. God, I am doing better today than I was yesterday. That's the plan of God that he has for you. Where you can say, God, I am doing better today than I was yesterday. God, I know you're leading and guiding me by your Holy Spirit that is in me and lives in me and abides in me forever. With every step you take, know that God is doing a work in your life. Know that he is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're never alone. And he will comfort you. Keep moving forward. Don't go backwards and don't just sit still. Keep moving forward, releasing your faith, declaring the things and the words of God to bring forth the victory that you have and to get through the storm. Amen. Keep taking those steps of faith and keep walking through the storm into the place of victory he has prepared for you. We have to be tenacious. We have to be like a bulldog. You know, a bulldog, when he gets a hold of a bone, he don't let go. You can grab a hold of him by the tail and swing him around and try to take that bone, but he ain't gonna let go. And that's where we have to stand. That's the kind of people God wants us to be, children of God, that we get a hold of faith like a bone and we don't let go. Amen? Like Sister Gracie goes, hold fast to your confession. Don't let it go till you get the manifestation. And even when we get the manifestation, we still got to hold fast because the enemy's going to try to come and steal it. So we always hold fast to our confession of faith, of what we're declaring. Amen? That's why it's called the good fight of faith. It's the good fight of faith. We know we win. We have the answer. We have inside information. And we know that Jesus already won the battle for us, so we can stand in victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Delivering faith is when God instantly turns your situation around. When that happens, it's great. But it takes a greater faith and a deeper walk with God to have sustaining faith. Yes, we do. We have sustaining faith. We have unmovable faith. We are faith walkers. We are faith talkers. Amen? Sustaining faith is what gets you through those dark valleys and storms of the soul when we don't know where to go or what to do. We just got to stand in faith, people. But we got to believe that God has already provided a way out for us. We have the victory. And we don't concern ourselves. Yes, we might be going through the storm, but we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. and we know that's our victory, and we keep moving forward, forward to that light, and it will shine forth. And like the word says, the glory of the Lord will be risen upon you. Amen. And people shall see the glory and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. And they will ask, how do you do it? Well, that's an opportunity there to be able to give glory to God and praises and be a witness unto the miraculous healing, protection, provision of God and His wisdom and knowledge. Amen. How He got you through that. Sustaining faith is what gets us through those dark valleys and storms of the soul when we don't know where to go or what to do. But because of your faith in God, because of your faith in God, you do. Faith tells you the best is yet to come. I'll tell you what, every day gets better and better. Like Pastor just says, gooder and gooder every day. Every day we see new mercies of God. Amen. Every day He gives us new mercies to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Amen. And any lofty thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, He gives us the victory. He's given us the two-edged sword in our mouth. And we declare it and we wail it out and we say, no, you don't. You will not come against me in my home or our property or my family or my children or my marriage in the name of Jesus. No, you don't. God's already equipped us with everything. There's nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. Everything belongs to us and it's in His Word. And it's up to us to get into the Word and find out. And we use the weapon and the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. And our weapons are His Word, His Word, His Word. And His words never return void, but they go forth in power to demolish every argument that anyone comes against us or the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, I praise and worship you today. Thank you for walking with me through every season of life, every season of my life, every day of my life here on earth. I thank you for being a shield, a protection around me, a canopy of protection. Amen. That we're in the bubble from trouble. We have the umbrella of protection of God. Thank you. I thank you for being a shield and a protection all around me, for going before me and preparing the way. With every step, I know that you are doing a work in my life and working on my behalf. I'm never alone. You said you would never leave me nor forsake me. So I know that the greater one is living on the inside of me. Amen. And the greater one goes with me everywhere. He is with me 24/7. Keep me close to you and give me strength. The strength that you have empowered me as I move forward into victory you have for me in Jesus' name. The strength that we have has already been given to us. It's already there. All we have to do is reach down and say, I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you give me. I thank you for the courage that you give me. I thank you for the healing you already provided through our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for divine protection. I thank you for divine wisdom. I praise you that all my bills are paid. I praise you that I am debt free. I praise you that the blessings of God overtake me everywhere I go. I praise you, Lord, that the goodness is running. Your goodness is running after me. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, Father, that I have favor all around me. Everywhere I go, people can't help but to give me things that I need. I have the favor of God with man, with God first and with man. I have extraordinary favor in Jesus' name. And unexpected blessings come to me. Unexpected finances come to my way. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We honor you and we glorify you, Lord. Yesterday, I was thinking how good it is that we can go online and be able to hear 7 days a week. We get to hear the word of God bringing forth to us. And the Lord was just reminding me, there's such a variety on our messages that God speaks to each one of us, to Pastor Jesse, to Sister Gracie, to me, and to Brother Andrew, that we bring different messages. The one message that you hear will be talking to you, maybe two, whatever it is. You will get a word from God directly to you that is for you for that time that you need it. And you say, oh God, thank you that you've spoken to me. So I want to thank you. Thank you that you're coming to listen. All our messages might be different. We might not be going the same way, but it's different topics of what God wants us to hear. And when you hear what you need to hear, take hold of it and don't let go. Amen. What a privilege it is to minister to God's people, because God has given us the anointing to be able to bring forth the word. One word from God will change your life. It will change your life forever. You will get a hold of that word and you won't let go. Like a bulldog, you'll hold on to it and say, I ain't letting go of the promises of God. I ain't letting go of the word of God that's been given to me that overcomes the world. Amen. The authority and the power that God's word has lives in me, and I will wield that two-edged sword out of my mouth. We will not bow down to the enemy or to circumstances or tribulations or through trials or through storms. We only bow our knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I thank God. I thank Gracie when she was saying about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. You know what? They did not bow their knee and worship, bow their knee to that God that everybody was supposed to. No, they knew what would happen. They would have him killed because they did not bow to that idol and to that God. And people of God, that's where we have to get to the point where, you know what? We're not going to bow down to a different God than what we know, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father God, the creator of heaven and earth. No, we don't. We don't bow to any God. Whatever God tries to come against our life that we should be like them and the world, we're not. We're not like the world. We never will, because we are set apart. We are children of the Most High God, the creator of heaven and earth. He has set us apart to walk in this world, to be the salt of the earth, to be the light of this world, and to shine forth his glory and his anointing upon our lives, and his word coming forth with power and authority. That's who we are. We are children of the Most High God. We are kings and priests of this earth. We dominate. We don't let the enemy or circumstances, situations, storms, tribulations, sickness dominate us. We dominate those things that come against us in the name of Jesus. And when we get a hold of God's word and know who we are in Christ, we will walk as kings and priests of this earth in the name of Jesus. We want to say thank you once again. Thank you. Remember that our scripture, and remember, we are what? If we ask, seek, we're askers, seekers, knockers, and receivers. Amen? Hallelujah. Like Brother Andrew said, we're askers, seekers, knockers, and receivers, and we receive what God has for us. Amen? Thank you. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. In Jesus' name. And remember, Yahweh, Yahweh. And you can do that all day. And you are calling on the name of God, reminding yourself who Yahweh is. Yahweh. He's the very breath that we take every day. Every day. Without Yahweh and his breath in us, we have no life. Amen. So we want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for the breath that you give us every day. The life-giving breath, the life-sustaining breath that you've given us in Jesus' name. How we love you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord's strength outweighs even in the darkest times. Amen, amen. Psalms 9:1. I will give to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wondrous works you have done in my life. Amen, amen. We love you. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Remember, Yahweh is the breath of God. We love you. Be blessed. And I'll see you tomorrow. Be encouraged, be comforted, and have the love of God in your heart always towards others. Amen? Because that's the way others shall see and see that we are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ by our love for one another. God bless you. Have a great evening. Love you.